Welcome, everybody, to episode 495 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, Breakman, how was your week? Nothing. That's what I get. I get nothing.
Oh, I already told you off.
Yeah, off air.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It was a week.
Yeah, it was definitely
definitely hot on Monday, and then it got cooler.
Yeah, it's been pretty warm here, although today cooled down a little bit with the cloud cover, but...
We had like 100 degree weather for a little bit, for about a week, and then it switched to rain, so it's been raining for about a few days now, too.
Yeah.
It'll probably rain for about a week, and it'll go up to 100, and then rain again, you know.
Yeah,
it's a vicious cycle.
Yep, exactly. And global warming isn't real. All right.
You're not real.
Yeah, well, exactly. Sorry. My sentiments exactly. I can go with that.
Is anybody going to watch Summer Games Done Quick starting after this show? I think maybe even right now.
Possibly. Actually. I might partake in that, or not partake, but you know what I mean. I might partake, but in some other shit. But I might take a look at it. That's always a fun time. Let's get started with news. We don't have a whole lot of news this week. That gives us more time to talk about,
It's not surprising since we're done with E3, you know.
Yeah.
All that news, like, it's afterwards, it's just kind of like digest what we gave you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit of a drought news-wise, except for maybe Nintendo.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, because they're never a big thing with E3.
Yeah, they always do the... Nintendo Direct. So
yeah, right. And this Nintendo Direct wasn't as cool as past ones. Like, they did the robot chicken one, which was pretty funny, and they did the puppet one. Like, this one was just Reggie
being Reggie.
May talking.
Yeah, just
and his really long pauses.
He has what happens when you have Kim Mishima doing the. Yeah. The CEOing of Nintendo.
Yeah. I mean,
no, he wasn't. His pauses weren't as long this time, I noticed.
Yeah. Well,
but I'm still gonna do my Reggie Fils-Aimé.
Yeah.
Impersonations with a long pause.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Random long pauses too.
He no longer reads off a teleprompter.
Yeah. Reggie Fils-Aimé has always been like, you know, the happening guy in the crowd, you know, like he looks like he could really party, you know. All right, guys, let's get started.
After selling all that pizza and Panda Express, he probably does.
Yeah. He leaves with no less than three women every night.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get started with the news, Eric.
Okay, from rpgamer.com, we've got some level 5 announcements. Well, it only mentions Inazuma 11 here, our Ares here, but I'm going to mention some other couple things that I read in another article. But a press release from its Level 5 Abbey subsidiary based in Santa Monica, noting the company's 20th anniversary, Level 5 revealed that it is planning to release Inazuma 11 Ares to both North America and Europe. The game is set to be released for PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch in Japan in fall of 2018, with a mobile version also coming to iOS and Android, and the Western release in 2019, no date. But since following the broadcast of the latest anime series, which I'm not sure is going to get localized, but it sits to an alternate world of the main series, but shortly takes place after the first game. With the second events of the second game not happening. Hmm. So it's an alternate universe deal.
So this is, hey, we screwed up the second time. Just forget about that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's go with this one.
Let's just go
anyways,
with this.
The thing I wanted to mention was they also plan on bringing more games to the West, so it's very likely that we'll be getting Yo-Kai Watch 3 and the Snack World and some more things that they have in the works.
Yeah, well, that's good news. Level 5 is a good developer.
And even if the U.S. hadn't gotten any Mizuno 11 Aries, we could have imported it because the Switch is region-free.
Yeah. All right, break. Let's go to the next story. I don't have anything else on Inazuma 11. I know it's wildly popular in Japan. That's about my extent of
knowledge. Oh, yeah. Yo-Kai Watch Season 3, the anime, is on Disney XD starting the 2nd of July.
All right. There you go. All right, break. Next story.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Life is Strange 2, Episode 1, coming in September. Don't Nod Entertainment announced this earlier in the week. So, yeah, it'll be out on September 27th on PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4.
Yeah, this is interesting because they're also coming out with a companion game that's going to be completely free.
Yeah, we talked about that last week, Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit.
Yeah. So this is good news. I mean, I what little I played of Life is Strange, I got it on the cheap. I think I got it for like $5, but it's a fine series. I like it. So, all right, next to go is a story from RPG Site. FuRyu reveals new game Crystar. Will be released October 18th in Japan. There's a little trailer that I'm going to let go. I did not get a chance to watch it, but I'm looking at it now, and it's just a teaser. There's nothing going on here.
It's an action RPG, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
And there's some images you can find on the net, but yeah. It's not in this article.
They don't have a lot of gameplay here, but I like the art style, of course. It's got an anime art style. Looks good, looks stylish, looks different, which is hard to come by now. I mean, everything is either...
I hope it's good, because Furrier doesn't have a good track record when it comes to publishing good games.
Yeah.
Like only a handful are good, like the Alliance Alive and the Legend of Legacy, and Lost Dimension are the only real good ones that come to my mind.
Yeah. All right, Eric, next story, please.
This is from Gematsu.com. London Detective Mysteria is coming west and to the Vita and the PC.
Mm, okay. That's cool.
There's a Karen Entertainment developed Otome visual novel, North America and Europe as a digital only title. So there's, because we mentioned earlier that the production of Vita cartridges was ending in June, so that's why it's going to digital for the Vita. Stupid ads.
Yeah, I know. You gotta love those ads, man. All right, I don't have much on this.
It's originally a PSP game, apparently.
Wow, they're reaching back. That's cool. I guess if you like Otome visual novels,
I honestly think XC's just doing a bunch of smaller projects to tide fans over until they can get the Trails Cold Steel 3 and 4 done.
Yeah. All right.
That's why we haven't heard shit about them, because they're probably waiting to get both of them done and release them within like 6 months of each other.
Yeah. All right. Next story. Break.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. World End Syndrome launches August 30th in Japan. That's a weird title.
There's nothing like. It looks like it's an adventure game. There's just one.
No, it's a visual novel.
A visual novel. Okay. No wonder.
Not a love adventure game gets a new release date. It doesn't even call it a visual novel here.
Yeah. I know, but like, adventure games and visual novels are similar, but it's probably got more visual novel elements than it does adventure.
How's it different? Adventure has a jump button.
No, adventure lets you
there have jumps.
Adventure games tend to have a little bit more gameplay.
I'm just wondering if...
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a jump button now.
Well, no, because, like, it doesn't look like there's any action parts. Maybe there's, like, mini-games.
I'm just wondering if the dragon is going to eat my cursor when I play this game.
Yes, it will.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's.
I'm sorry to tell you, but it will.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that damn dragon.
Yeah, that dragon's a fucking dick, man.
Fucking adventure dragon, man. Fuck that adventure dragon.
No, eating your pencil and shit.
I know, man.
And that dragon, man, that duck-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. They couldn't even make the dragon look good. All right.
It was okay when it was just the yellow dragon, but when he brought his friends along, it got a little hectic, you know? Like, no!
Exactly. Anyways, it says it's coming to the PS4, Switch, and Vita on August 30th in Japan.
Yeah, there you go.
And publisher Arc System Works. So if this game gets localized, it'll probably be those guys.
Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from Gamatsu as well. Ease 8. I don't know if this is going to have a dragon, an adventure dragon in it, but we'll see.
Well, it's got a bunch of dinosaurs.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. Lacrimosa of Donna for Switch update plans announced. Refinement updates planned from launch through mid-July. That spells trouble. So there's four patches from now until mid-July.
Well, even in its unpatched state, the game's still very playable, but, obviously there's some bugs that couldn't get done in time for the release.
Yeah. Would you recommend getting this for the Switch or PS4, Eric?
If you don't mind playing a 30 FPS in a game that looks slightly inferior visually.
Yeah.
Then and you want to play on the go, it's a better alternative to the Vita version, at least.
Gotcha. Okay. Cool. All right, Eric, next story.
You don't mind not getting achievements either, but fuck achievements. They're not worth it.
Yep. All right, next
story. I'd rather beat games than complete them at this point. Yeah, I don't have the time for that shit.
Totally agree with that. All right, go ahead, Eric.
I'm not Corn Shack where I can just make a living on YouTube and just get achievements every day.
I know. All right, Eric, next story.
Next story, Shikhondo Soul Eater, is coming to PS4, Xbox One, and Switch this summer. I think we might have talked about this, but we didn't have a date or like a release window.
Yeah, this is the shooter, right? Yeah.
And it looks like it reminds me of Gawange, because there's lots of, crazy shit going on here.
Yeah, it's really pretty. If you like bullet hell games, then this is going to be a game for you. I'm not too into those because I'm not very good at those type of games. But nonetheless, it looks really good.
It says, in Japan and other Asian territories, publisher East Asia Soft will release Shikhondo Soul Eater for PlayStation 4 digitally on June 22nd and in a Play Asia exclusive limited edition physical on June 28th. Digirati, I think, is publishing the North American / European versions.
Shit, Hondo.
But there's no release date for the Switch version.
Yeah, looks good. I'm looking at the video. I think I saw this video last week as well, but it looks pretty good. This might be one to get for the Switch also because...
It's actually a Korean shmup, which is interesting because I rarely ever see those. Yeah.
It's interesting, and it looks like one that you'd want to get on the Switch just so you could take it on the go, like if you're going to the bathroom or something.
Oh, that reminds me. There's this thing called the Flip Go, or no, the Flip Grab, which is being put up on Kickstarter. It's a peripheral that you can attach to the Switch to give it a vertical orientation so you could play shmups in a vertical mode.
Huh. Interesting. That's cool.
And it could potentially be used to play games like with a DS-like setup where there was two screens.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
Whether or not developers will actually see this peripheral and design games based off of it is another story entirely.
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Otome visual novel Destiny's Princess, a war story, a love story.
Which is it, a war story or a love story? Jesus Christ.
It's a little bit of both, I guess.
A little bit of both.
Why not include it in the same sentence, though?
Imagine that in an Otome visual novel with an identity crisis. Go ahead, break.
Otome visual novel Destiny's Princess, a war story, a love story, is available now for 1580 yen in Japan.
That how much is that roughly, Eric? 1580.
That's close to $20.
Oof. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
But that, like, that's pretty cheap considering most visual novels are more than that.
What is Destiny's Princess? A war story? A love story? It's a game for girls designed with a dramatic storyline with an emphasis on an intriguing plot. You can fall in love with the well-known heroes of the Warring States period. The Warring States period in the world just a little different from this world. In the world, you're the one princess of a certain country in response to a favor
That's
from the
an
Empire.
Oddly placed comma.
this is not written well at all. It has been spent on easy street, but now in response of the invasion,
probably directly translated and not well.
No, not well at all. But now in response to the invasion of demons variant, Castle Lady is forced to drink. Her name is Castle Lady.
No,
oh, that's her name. It's just Castle Lady. That's just a, she's just a lady in the castle. It's Castle Lady.
I if you didn't have the comma there, it'd be Demon Variant Castle Lady, which would be interesting. All right.
There's a bunch of guys she can hook up with, or, you know, this is an Otome novel, so she can hold her hands and kiss them.
Yep, exactly.
You should play Destiny's Princess if...
they're all well-known players in the Warring States period. Like, you could date Nobunaga in here.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I see that. that's weird. You should play Destiny's Princess if... You want to fall in love with a handsome guy. You like romance novels, romance manga, and romantic TV dramas.
I'm going to play this. I'm going to buy this.
You like romance games. You like the Warring States period of Japanese history.
I do like
that. You enjoy a storyline with a lot of death.
Yeah. I like
there's a lot of death, too.
I like the part. Yeah, I like the part where it says you want to fall in love with a handsome guy. I want to fall in love with a handsome guy. I'm gonna get this game so I can do that.
Is somebody clipping that line out?
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Otome visual novels, next story comes to us from Gamatsu. Otome visual novel Zettai Kaikyu Gakugen or Gakuen. Eden with Roses and Phantasm coming to PS4. I love that.
That's another game with Dynasty Crisis.
Yes.
Roses and Ghosts.
This has to be the best.
Maybe the Roses the Ghosts.
This has to be the best title of the year, guys. Zettai Kaikyu, Kaikyu Gakuen, Eden with Roses and Phantasm.
Gakuen means high school, so we know what this game's taking place in.
High School of Fucking and Roses. Or, I'm sorry, Roses and Ghost. To PlayStation 4 in Japan, and there's an overview which I am not going to read. Last story, Eric.
Last story is from Gamatsu, and it's about a game named Agalos, which is a Wonder Boy inspired game. Which is now available on the PC.
Won't you take me far away from Mucky Muck Man?
It's currently on PC, but the PS4, Xbox One, and Switch versions are due later.
Well, Wonder Boy and Young Nasty Man, join forces! Oh, sorry. The likes of which have never been seen. They formed a band, the likes of which have never been seen. That's fine.
The dulcet tones.
It says Wonder Boy inspired, but it's more like Wonder Boy and Monster World inspired.
It sort of looks like Meat Boy in a way. I don't know. It's like,
so when does Jack Black show up?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It looks cool. It might be something worthwhile. It looks hard as fuck, but, you know, that's anybody that likes
Megman. I would have requested code for it, but I'd rather play it on a console, so I'm going to wait till those happen.
Yeah, there you go. All right, that's the news, gentlemen.
I guess if you're, like, really, really want to play a Wonder Boy-style game, you can't wait for Monster Boy to come out, you can play this.
Yeah. All right, Rose fucking does sound painful. Homie discounts, there's stuff going on the PlayStation Store and the Xbox Store, so make sure you go check those out. Any Twitter questions or comments, Break?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I figured it as much.
No, nope, not a
we
so
get
zero.
One week.
I'm closing that account down. I'm done with it.
No, you're not. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you, but, you know, those ones of
there's
fans
an interesting
are going to be
publisher out there called Look at My Game.
Well, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
I mean, they're advertising their game right away of even the title of their company.
It's like, I'm surprised nobody ever thought to just name the company that.
Yeah. Well, they did now.
Yeah, right. You have a good point. It's not kind of odd that nobody's done that before.
Yeah. Breakman, what have you been playing?
Me, I've spent this week pretty much playing every other day. One day I'm playing Star Wars Battlefront 2, the next day I was playing Mortal Kombat 40.
Yeah, yeah. Mortal Kombat 40, I love it. are you honing your
skills?
Well,
I mean, Mortal
Kombat 40, do you, like, drink alcohol in it?
Actually, yes. There is a drunken boxer named Bo Wright Show.
Yep, yep.
He is actually one of my favorites. I do like the drunken boxing a lot.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
So Wonder Boy a Tenacious D song?
Yes.
Yes.
I need to listen to the song now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Now you completely distracted me. I'm sidetracked on it. So switching between both games. I really like Jason too. He's pretty awesome in the game.
Yeah, he's overpowered in my opinion, but kind of goes with his character.
I like his each character has three different move sets. Like,
yeah.
Depending on which one you choose, you get this a different style of gameplay. My favorite of his is the one where he dies when you lose.
Yeah,
suddenly
and
he
just gets back up,
sits right back up.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit!
I love that too.
Music plays, and it's like, oh.
Those extra characters are awesome. They're worth playing Mortal Kombat for on their own. I hope they bring back Freddy and Michael Myers for the next Mortal Kombat. I'm surprised we didn't hear any Mortal Kombat news at E3. At least I didn't. It'd be nice to get those characters and maybe like.
I don't think NetherRealm Studios was there.
Yeah,
were they?
I don't think they were there.
I didn't hear anything about them.
Yeah, I didn't either. It's surprising because usually they show up and drop a little tidbit, but whatever. All right, what else you been playing, Break?
So that and Battlefront 2, oh my god, it's such a better game than the original Battlefront. And I shouldn't say the original because it's not. There were Battlefront games back on PlayStation 2 and original Xbox, which were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But these new additions to Battlefront, the first one was, it had beautiful graphics and it was in a Star Wars world, but it was just missing soul.
Yeah.
You know? It was just really missing something, and this one is a lot of fun.
Is it somehow worth paying is the first one worth $16? Would you pay
$16?
Yes.
Maybe. Because I don't know, but it's that doesn't include the DLC, and the DLC is not free in it it is in the new Battlefront.
Yeah.
Like they just added a bunch of solo content, and I gotta say the character models look better than the original character models.
That's good. That's always a plus.
Did anybody play Star Wars Battlegrounds?
No,
that was
the
FPS. Yes, I played it.
No,
I was thinking of the RTS one.
No. What did I say?
You said
FPS.
Oh, I'm sorry, RTS. Yeah. Real time. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, Eric. What have you been?
I didn't mean that. It was basically a Command and Conquer ripoff.
Yeah.
And I was never that really. Like, I like RTSs, but Command and Conquer just never was my thing.
Yeah. All right, Eric. What have you been playing?
I finished Bad Apple Wars, so.
Oh, nice.
I didn't get around to writing the review this week, but got a couple other ones from Boston Masquerade on that I'm doing. But get that written this weekend, maybe.
Sweet.
But,
is the review rotten?
No.
Because then you could say it was a bunch of
but
bad
it's not
apples.
It's not an altogether. It's a pretty mediocre game, actually.
You get a couple of spoiled apples.
It is the
apples.
Weakest Otome from Idea Factory that I've played.
Yeah. There's always those bad apples in every batch. Is that what you said in your review, Eric?
No.
Oh, damn.
I would have been shot by the pun ninjas, maybe.
You know, the title of this show should be Missed Opportunities. And, you know, that's definitely a missed opportunity. No, I'm kidding. What else?
Anyways, I also played some more Xenoblade 2. Now I'm up to Chapter 5 of 10.
Yeah.
So about halfway through. Psychedelica of the Black Butterfly since I finished Bad Apple Wars. And that game is immediately more interesting than Bad Apple Wars. Especially since they didn't do the traditional silent protagonist thing, and the protagonist actually talks.
Oh, thank God. I am so sick of the silent protagonist bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, like, they have dialogue, but they weren't voiced. So
it's okay if the character's previously like that. Like, if you bring out a Half-Life, a new Half-Life game, and Gordon Freeman's suddenly talking, I'd be a little pissed. Yeah. But when you make a new game, like, the silent protagonist shit's gotta go.
Yeah. It's interesting, because, like, usually in instances where they do that, like, if you're playing from somebody else's perspective, like, that the person that you were in the last time will suddenly have voice acting. Because you're not his perspective, I guess.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Looks like MXT decided to join us in chat. He hasn't said anything.
It also an interesting thing about the game is that it has a little shooting minigame that reminds me of Snatcher a bit.
Ooh, cool.
And it also has, like, a flowchart with side stories that you can view before you go back to the main story, which is interesting because, like, usually they save the extra side stories for, like, after you've beaten the game on a character route.
Yeah.
But now you can just view them, like, immediately.
Yeah. All right.
Well, that's cool. They're usually related to the events that happened recently.
Yeah. All right. Cool deal, Eric. Anything else you've been playing?
That's it.
All right. I've been playing a little bit of MPQ, of course. I beat Uncharted Remastered, the first one, and I started on Uncharted 2. I'm going to do a real quick review of Uncharted Remaster. It looks really pretty, guys. I was surprised how good that game looks. They did a really good job with the remaster. The only flaws that I had, and I remember this flaw from playing Uncharted the first time, every fucking enemy has, like, the greatest fucking sniper attributes in the world. Like, they hit you no matter where you are on the map. So
Seems like a common trend in a lot of first person shooters as of late.
I don't understand it. This is I think they did better with two. I'm gonna have to get in, like, because I just started two. I'm gonna have to get into some of the ranged you know,
is there a character that yells sniper, but you already know because you've already taken a shot from him? Like, sniper, take cover! And it's like, yeah. You fucking piece of shit. Right. Thanks for the warning.
Thanks for, like, after I get shot and get killed, you son of a bitch. Yeah, exactly. But, like, every one of the enemies is, like, a perfect shot. Like, it doesn't fail.
I actually have a question about that, too. As far as the health of the enemies, I heard in the first game it takes a lot of bullets to kill somebody.
Yes, that's another thing. Like, minimum of 3 bullets, and I think 2 to the head, because I'm pretty good.
Didn't they reduce that from the original?
That's reduced?
That's reduced.
Wow, you, like, have to blow off both ears to kill them?
Yeah, they were definitely bullet sponges in the original.
Yeah, they are. It's weird. But it's not that it's super hard, so I guess that's why, you know, it's that way. It's not the most difficult of games, except when you get into some hairy situations with
a lot of people say just to play crushing difficulty instead.
Yeah. But, if you want a challenge, you definitely got to play something better than easy or normal. But so that was my Uncharted experience. Eric, you have a few reviews. Let's do these rapid fire because we got some stuff that I want to get into. So go ahead with Hereditary.
Hereditary is, well, I don't have that much more to say other than what Frank said, but I do like to say that unlike, like Frank mentioned, that it has, like, it's basically a modern day Exorcist, but I got more of a sense that it's kind of also takes bits from The Last Exorcist.
Yeah.
And more recently, The Witch.
Yeah, that was a good observation that you had made. You told me that, Eric, and that's a very, very good observation. I believe it's if you were to take The Witch and put it in modern day, that's a very fair comparison. And they're both great movies. If you haven't seen The Witch, I highly recommend seeing that movie as well. I picked it up on Blu-ray. I wished I would have picked it up 4K, but I don't even know if they have a 4K version of it. Hereditary is excellent. What are you giving Hereditary, Eric?
I'm going to give it 9.
Yeah, that's fair. It's fair. I think I gave it a 10. It's like one of the few movies that I've given a 10 to, but I could see, you know, where somebody would give it a little less. But it's a great movie. You should see it. All right.
I kind of want to read up on who Paimon is.
Yeah, exactly.
That's some occult deep cut.
Yeah, that's
already deep cut.
I mean, that's what makes that movie great, man. There's just some. It's sort of like, have you guys ever seen Suspiria or the Mother of Tears trilogy? Mm-hmm. Those movies are fucking awesome if you read about like the specific demons and where Dario Argento got the idea for all that shit. It's really, really incredible stuff. Speaking of Incredibles, Eric, you saw The Incredibles 2. Can you please do?
Yeah, it's like I wanted to see The Incredibles 2 first and see Hereditary at night, but yeah, the times wouldn't match, so I just decided to see Hereditary at 4, then Incredibles at 7. But it is a much better movie than the original. Not that the original was bad; it just was kind of
overrated.
Yes.
Yeah, it was overrated. Yes, I 100% agree.
And it looks a lot better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's like there's better shaders, and the characters' proportions were altered to make them look. Well, they're still cartoony, but they look less janky, I guess. Yeah.
How dare you guys disparage the greatness of Incredibles? It's a great
movie. The movie kind of starts the same way the first movie did, with the Underminer showing up.
Yeah.
The villain is also much like the first movie. Not they don't have superpowers. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of wondering if they'll play out with supervillains in the next one, because there probably will be a next one.
Yeah.
But then again, it took 14 years for this one to get made.
I know.
Because apparently the Brad Bird doesn't like making sequels.
Yeah, but this...
maybe Disney could convince him because of the sales records.
Oh, bro. Man, it's
I think maybe they can convince him by adding more zeros to the paycheck.
Here's your... If you do another sequel for us, here's your what we're going to pay you. Where can I sign is what his words are going to be. Yeah.
That's not enough zeros. Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, here you go. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's not enough. Oh, here's the third one. Whoa, you can... I mean, no, don't stop.
You know, at this point, like, Disney is just, I mean, they are the rulers of the world, man.
They're winning the bid for Fox right now,
They
too.
Really are.
It's also weird, because, like, I didn't know the movie took place in the 50s, but this movie definitely lets you know that, because everybody has a car that looks like it's either a Buick or a Chevy,
57
or something
Chevy.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like, even though that's going on, the technology level is kind of all over the place, because not as rich people have black and white TVs, and I think actually in the house that they get, the TVs look like a flat screen color TV.
It's weird.
That is
weird. Maybe the artist had never seen like an old TV.
But there's like really there's like sophisticated computers.
Damn millennials running stuff.
There's like sophisticated tech in the computer, like in the Incredicar car. Or whatever, or Mr. Incredible's car.
Yeah.
And it's kinda like, they have like pretty good communications devices too.
Well, it's kind of like watching an old movie that was being like an old sci-fi movie. Like, you look at all the technology, it's just like, oh my god, that shit looks. How could that do anything? What the fuck? There's some knobs. Like, is that a Geiger counter? Is that a calculator?
Glitty in chat, she says, him twinkie. I have no idea.
So I'm going to give Incredibles 2 also a 9.
Okay, good score. That's great.
And speaking of money earlier about Brad Bird and companies that want to preserve their property to exploit like the premise of the movie Dinosaurs for profit, which is also the plot of the film, And wow. It's also part of the reason that that Fallen Kingdom is kind of eh.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It is a sequel to a movie that's had a lot of sequels, and most of them have sucked. Yeah. And I think they've actually gotten progressively worse with each entry.
I disagree with that. I thought.
Although I think 3 is a little bit better than Lost World, although yeah. I haven't seen a lot of Lost World.
Yeah. Jurassic World, the first one, was, I thought, a pretty good sequel.
It was okay. I mean, yeah. The best part of that movie is at the end, though. It's like, the movies weren't really big on action sequences, but yeah. Like the first movie definitely had more. This one has very less, much so less.
Yeah.
And there's no big fight with two big dinosaurs. It's a raptor versus a larger raptor, yeah, basically.
It's not great. I had a chance to see.
The acting is kind of wooden for the characters that aren't reoccurring, like the new characters. Mm. And the lines, the scripting is just awful in places.
Yeah.
And the ending is absolutely atrocious.
Yeah.
Like, it's still better than the third one, though, right?
Characters yeah. doing absolutely stupid things so they can either move the plot forward or set up a sequel. It's like, if yeah, you saw really the bad. Ending of this movie, you'd be like, yeah, this is dumb.
Yeah, I did see it, and I agree wholeheartedly. It is definitely better than 3. But that's not saying much.
No, that's a very, very low yeah. bar.
So what are you giving Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, Eric?
I gave it 4.
Ooh.
Wow.
See, I would have been on the other side of the spectrum. I would have given it...
So I would have given Jurassic World, like, a 6.5.
Yeah.
And this, yeah.
I guess it's fair.
I compared... basically, as each sequel came out, I lost more and more interest. Because yeah. the first one was so good.
Yeah.
And the second one was an entertaining, cheesy movie. Yeah. Like, it was Jeff Goldblum being Jeff Goldblum that saved that movie.
Which is weird, because, like, he dies in the book. So there yeah. couldn't be a...
He dies in the original novel. But he's yeah. the star of the second novel. And they make... The second novel actually disparages a lot of the things that happen in the first novel, because it says it isn't like that. Like the
So what, if he died in the first book, but he's in the second book, right. Does it takes place before?
No, it takes place after. That's what I'm saying. The second book says that some of the things in the first book didn't actually happen. They were lies and propaganda.
So you were basically reading a report that was falsified.
Yeah.
Sort of like that, yeah. But the second novel does actually happen afterwards, and it's starring Ian Malcolm again, even though yeah. he did die in the first novel. Yeah. He died of what I think it was like septic from his leg injury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dungeon says, I should have seen The Incredibles 2 instead. Yes, you should have, Dungeon.
The T Rex thing, like, you know how it can't see you if you move, mm-hmm. that played into the sequel. Like, as somebody tried to do that, they tried to stop and not move, and T Rex just ate him.
In the movie or in the book?
In the book.
Yeah.
In the book. I love the books are better. Jurassic
yeah.
Park novel.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park, the first novel and the first movie were fantastic.
Yeah.
I never read the book of Lost World. I think my brother has it though.
That was the last one I read.
Yeah, it's good stuff in book form.
And the book was better than the second movie.
Yeah,
but,
just like
Did
you even bother watching the second movie?
Yeah, I like the second one. Did you ever see the movie Congo Break?
Yes.
It was terrible.
I might have seen it once.
Congo is a terrible...
I can't remember it because it was so forgettable.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie. But the book was, man, the book was good. I so wish that
the
was
the movie
better.
Was, like, one of those stupid, like, kind of fun type movies. Because, yeah. I mean, it had, like, what's his name? Fuck, I can't think of his fucking name right now. God damn it.
That's Crichton. What Frank told me about that Piranha movie. I didn't like that one.
Which one? Piranha? I
like you know.
The one that's getting a sequel.
What?
I have no idea.
Dr. Frankenfurter. What's his name?
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry. God damn it, yes.
Yeah. That's not that one. I'm talking about the newer one.
I know, I was
Christopher
still
Lloyd
about,
in it.
I'm talking about Congo here.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I didn't hate Fallen Kingdom. Visiting the island again was neat. See, I'm on the other side of the point spectrum than Eric. I think it's a 6 out of 10. It's got its moments, but as Eric says, the end is horrible. And he says he remembers Congo. Yeah, Congo was a shitty movie.
Congo's not. It's a terrible movie, but it's one of those one of those 90s movies that was so bad it was kind of good, sort of like Mario Brothers type thing.
It had an FMV game back in the 90s, he said. Yes, I remember.
Oh, yeah, and there's a terrible-looking Jurassic Park game called Jurassic World Evolution.
Yeah. No, that actually...
Some people played at E3 and said it was very rough.
Oh, yeah, that's not good news. I had high hopes for that game because Bridget was
I'm going to assume it takes place after the film.
Yeah, probably.
Also, it's like you basically set these dinosaurs free to die because they can't procreate because there's not enough of them.
Yeah, yeah. All right, let's move on to our stinkos.
You basically have to live with them for as long as they're alive.
Yeah, let's move on to our stinkos.
Maybe they reproduce like rabbits. You don't know.
Exactly.
No, I'm saying there's like...
They're getting it on right now.
I'm saying there's only one of each type of dinosaur in most
There's a dinosaur orgy going on right now, and there's some fucked up shit happening. Yep. Like they're spawning some T-Rex raptor baby shit.
Yeah, the Kama Sutra ain't got shit on them.
There's a half Stegosaurus, half Tyrannosaurus Rex running around.
Even if they kept the trait where they had the amphibious DNA where they could switch for sex at any time, there's still not enough because you're still functionally extinct if you only have like two left.
Dino's gone wild. You see a T-Rex.
Jurassic Park forgot Fallen Kingdom parody. That's what happened.
You see like a T-Rex like pulling up.
There's gonna be an underage raptor in it.
Yeah, like a T-Rex.
a
T-Rex pulls its scales down so you can see its exposed breast.
Maybe Romney Jeremy could play a fake Ian Malcolm.
That would be awesome.
Never mind.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to stinkos, guys. Breakman.
Maybe they bring back Ron Jeremy using the DNA method that this movie does.
Yeah. Ron Jeremy's still alive,
genetic
isn't
power.
He?
He's not dead. He's definitely alive.
Ron Jeremy's still alive. Yeah.
Ron Jeremy's most definitely alive, and he still acts, or he still, quote-unquote, performs every once in a while.
He still acts. Yeah, if that's what you call acting.
Yeah.
All right, Brake.
Well, you know how he got his job, right? Because they were looking for basically an ugly man. They wanted to kind of connect with the audience of men that they're trying to sell to. Like, look, you ugly-ass piece of shit.
Yep.
You can get this hot chick too.
Exactly.
Kind of feeling, you know. But
all right.
That's what we could call the name of the episode: Dinos Gone Wild.
All right. Wow. Break. Stinko. You have a stinko.
Yeah. One of my uncles died. So yeah.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that.
it's all right. He lived in Texas. I've seen him once in 20 years, it's not like I'm brokenhearted, you know. Yeah. It's like, but you know, I still remember from childhood.
And
everybody clapped at the
still
end.
Still family and stuff
too, by the way, in my theater.
Yeah.
I'm okay. It's a stinko, and you know, I'm worried about them family members down there, and there's nothing I can do because they live thousands of miles away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's always sad to hear, man. Like when somebody passes. It's
apparently Maine declared martial law, which is where my parents are vacationing for this weekend.
They're going to vacation to Maine of all the places. They vacation to Maine.
Like the what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are apparently places down there that they want to see.
Wow.
Are they going to vacation in Idaho next?
Yeah, exactly. Montana is on the horizon, maybe Wyoming. Hey,
it's on the coast,
they could go buck wild and go to Kansas.
I think the reason they're going is because my sister and her husband are going with their kids.
Well, that's cool. Maybe they can do some whale watching or something. I know there's whale watching over there, so that's cool.
I would say we just offended our listeners, but
and
we
they can eat it. All that tasty crab meat.
Mm-hmm. And lobster. Lots of lobster.
From what I've heard, it's the best there in Maine. Because it's the most fresh you can get.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Eric, what is your stinko this week? I'm sorry to hear that about
fish,
your
lobster.
Honestly,
Maine is such a big fishing area. Like I've heard the seafood there is the best.
Yeah, Yeah, for sure.
I'm not a seafood fan, but I've always heard it's the best because you eat
Is
the
Boston's
fresh off
any
the
good?
boat
Yep,
stuff.
it's super fresh and good and yummy. I'm sure it's great. All right, Eric, your stinkle of the week. Hey, what's up, Freak Five?
They're just waiting till the news is over, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah.
That's what's going on. They're like, oh my
My
God, they're going to talk
stinko
about the Comey
is,
novels
yeah,
again.
exactly.
Mine is how the Trump family is just awful because of Melania wearing a coat that says, I don't really care, do you, to
Yeah,
the attention centers.
it was in terrible bad taste to
She
wear
apparently
that.
didn't go to the tender care, quote unquote tender care,
I'm going to speak
youngest
about
kids,
that
but
in a
she went to
second.
one of them that had like the older set of kids, I guess.
Here's the thing. That's kind of a minor story, but I have this sneaking suspicion that the Donald told her to wear that coat. Do you guys get that
I
feeling?
don't. I was thinking actually the opposite. I was thinking she was kind of trolling him. I was starting to think that that they're having some problems.
You mean like she doesn't care about the fact that he's doing this or something?
That's
No, like
no.
and no, she's saying she's wearing that as the president's wife showing a I don't care coat, you know?
To kind of spite him. Mrs. Freak, happy birthday, Mrs. Freak. It's her birthday today, so there you go.
Birthday.
Thank you for sharing that, Freak Five. That I don't have I don't think it was Melania purposely trolling the kids.
I should say I hope it was that.
But I just
Because
have
they have not really been seen that much together as a, since her surgery. You know, I think
Well, I
there's
mean, when
I'm
you
thinking there might be some problems in
Well,
that
there's
relationship.
definitely
I
problems.
think
He's
it's just yet another distraction.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's just a distraction. And I wouldn't doubt
Hell,
that.
I wouldn't
I
be
mean, it
surprised if
probably
this whole
is. I'm just
detention
saying.
thing is a distraction that he creates specifically so we could stop paying attention to the Mueller investigation.
I agree with that. I agree with both of you guys, actually. I think it's just a distraction. Like, when I saw that headline, I was like, who gives a shit? You know, like, who cares what people wear? At least Melania went down to the border to see exactly what's going on. You know, I mean, she did take that step. I mean, that's more than anybody else in the Trump administration has the guts to do, you know? So,
Guts.
yeah, exactly. Mine is, I'm going to kind of pigtail off of that or piggyback
Yeah,
off
I mean,
that.
if I wasn't going, like, if my uncle hadn't died, definitely my stinko would be what you're about to say.
Of course. But my stinko goes to Trump supporters, specifically for their reactions to the internment camps
Yep, I
that we have.
100% agree.
And can we now
Well, I would have
please,
chosen that, but I kind of figured it was
yeah,
yours.
can we call them internment camps now? Please, I don't want to ever hear this.
I couldn't watch the last episode, latest episode of Gigi no Kotaro because they were talking about internment camps in that episode. I was like, nope, not doing this right now.
These are internment camps. This is the same exact shit that happened to the Japanese during World War II in this country. One of the things that this country has done that people are very, very ashamed of, right? The United States clearly recognizes that putting Japanese people into internment camps was a blemish, a black eye to the
And
nation.
I will say one thing that's kind of heartening is that the vast majority of people were against this.
Yes,
Like the vast majority of American people were 100% against this.
yes,
But
but
like you said, your stinko goes to the people who are supporting it, and I 100% fucking agree with
yes,
you. I don't know who right now I hate more, them or Trump.
I agree. But here's the thing, I think we need to start, and the media needs to pick up on this and start calling it for what it is. It's an internment camp, all right? These aren't pleasant places to go to. These kids are kept in cages. I mentioned this last week, and I'm from now on, to me, this is an internment camp. And if people aren't incensed by that and wanting to protest, they should be. I was going to take a sign down to the Capitol and protest, but I feel my voice is better on this show. I know we don't have a ton of people that listen, but those who do, they're going to, from now on, from my mouth, it's going to be, we now have internment camps. If you guys remember, I know we had a big discussion about whether or not this country was headed towards fascism. This is another step. I don't know how many more steps we got to go, but it's not very many. If we can,
how many we got to go, or how many we got to go before we finally do something about it, before it becomes Nazi Germany?
Yes, we're very close. The Germany comparison is not quite there yet, but it's super close. When you see kids,
also need book burnings.
Exactly. When you see kids crying, being ripped away from their mothers, and put into internment camps. I mean, now Trump signed that executive order that he said he couldn't do. Keeping families together, I guess that's good, but they're held like criminals. And Jeff Sessions gets an honorable mention here too, because he's a piece of fucking absolute horseshit, and I can't wait. I hope, of all the people that I hope is swept up and put in jail for lying, I hope it's Jeff Sessions. Because Jeff Sessions has a long history of being a fucking racist. He would, to this day, he would still support the KKK if they hadn't smoked marijuana. These are his words, not mine. I want to get
to that. Oh, yeah, that was just a joke.
Yeah, exactly. He is a joke. Freak5 says, his stinko, he's trying to get 8 hours sleep. He goes to bed at 11, toss and turns for hours. Yeah, that definitely sucks. He also says, just remember to start asking the people who say that the U.S. is a Christian nation.
Well, he's not done yet. He's got more. He's typing it out.
Mm-hmm. What the Bible says about how they should treat foreigners, Leviticus 19:34, if they need help. That's the thing. You don't even need to think that this is a Christian nation in order to be a moral nation, right? It's immoral to take kids away from their parents. The amount of damage that has been done to these kids. And now I hear tell that the military and the Pentagon is getting involved, and we're now going to have internment camps on army bases in Texas and Arkansas. I can't think of anything more akin to Nazi Germany than that, other than, gassing them. Is that the next step?
Forget when Trump pretended to rescind his policy.
No, I understand that. I just addressed it. He didn't rescind it. But I don't understand. I've never understood the right wing in this country, or any country for that matter, because they're very pro-life, apparently, but they're not pro-life when it comes to people of color. And I got news for...
They're not even pro-life when it comes to pro-life. It's just like conservatives. It doesn't mean what it's supposed
to. Here's the thing, all right? Most of these people that are coming up aren't even Mexican. That's a little known fact. A lot of them were Central American, Guatemala, Colombia, what else? El Salvador. Like, that, it just goes on and on. And these people are getting away from their country for a reason. They're not immigrants. They are refugees. And that's another thing that we need to get in the habit of. We need to call them for what they are. Refugees. But
also, undocumented immigrants means exactly that. It doesn't mean they came over illegally, just that they don't have their documents.
Yeah, yeah. The vast majority are seeking asylum in this country. They're not crossing illegally.
That's another thing too. It's like they came for seeking asylum, and they were turned away.
Yeah.
So they hopped a border illegally because they were desperate.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and not even that. They were separated from their kids. And there's right now, as we speak, there are 2,300 kids that are unaccounted for. That is unacceptable. That is not the United States that my grandfather fought in World War II for. It's unacceptable. It's un-American. And anybody in the Trump cabinet, and especially the Trump supporters, you are complicit, and you are the most unpatriotic people I have ever seen. And I have no sympathy for you.
Stupid motherfucking moronic conservatives who don't get the picture.
Yeah.
They try to use the – but Obama did it during his administration. I only remember him doing mass deportations, not him splitting families.
Okay. No, that's not what happened. What happened was during his administration, and I've got to point this out because apparently people in this country have a memory about 2 months long or some bullshit.
Yep.
During Obama's administration – well, let me go back. Let me go back even farther because they've been going back all the way to Clinton, trying to blame Clinton.
Reagan.
There were definitely immigration policies that were enforced, and under Clinton they were heavily enforced. But never once under Clinton, under Bush, under Obama, was there a legislation to separate a child from the family.
Yes, that's
never
exactly
once.
Right. That's right.
That just started until Jeff Sessions did it in April.
Yeah.
Under him and Trump, that has never happened before. What happened under Obama's administration was there was a huge influx of children by themselves. Their parents literally sent them off by themselves.
And
so there were a lot of kids that were in our custody at the point. I guess I don't know what else to say and call it better than our custody because their parents sent them by themselves.
Yes.
It wasn't that we separated them from their parents. Their parents did it.
No, but – and they did it for good reason too.
They're trying to give their parent kids a better life, but I'm saying that there are people trying to say that under Obama we separated kids. No.
We did not do it under him.
We did not do it under Bush, Clinton. The other Bush, Reagan, Carter, Ford,
Nixon.
Right. Nixon
was Ford. Right? I'm sure
Nixon was very anti-immigrant too.
And these people were horrible people, but the separating, that was never. We've done a lot of horrible things in this country over the years, but we've never done that before.
Yeah. So yes, that's my stinko. I have too much of a heart, I think. Like, I see these pictures, and it, like, chills me to the bone, guys. Like I wish that I didn't prognosticate this a long time ago, but if we go back to the archives, I've been saying this shit all along. This is what fascist nations do. This is not what the beacon of hope, the United States, for others is supposed to do. We have, and I have a feeling Stephen Miller, the racist piece of shit that is a formal advisor to the President of the United States, this is on him too. He's complicit. Ivanka is complicit. Anybody not speaking out, I saw Kirstjen Nielsen defending this practice, and I was happy.
They booed her out of the restaurant.
Yes, I was happy. I felt that it was kind of ironic. She was in a Mexican restaurant and being served probably by a Mexican, or the food cooked by a Mexican, most likely.
And that's how it is with my local Mexican restaurant. Yeah. The hired help is usually English, but they're back there doing the stuff.
Yeah. You know, it's really sad because when we think even of illegal immigrants, we think crime. That's the first thing that comes to people like Trump's mind. You know, it's we've been inundated with this for years through the media that the Mexicans are coming. It's a brown peril. It's it's a blight to society. And to think about it, even illegal immigrants pay taxes in this country. That's a little known fact that most people don't know. If you work in this country, you pay a payroll tax. And that payroll tax goes to Social Security. It goes to disability, if you ever have a disability. And these illegal immigrants can't claim any of that. So the idea that they're milking the system and, you know, this feeling of taking advantage of the situation is just not true. It's patently untrue, and it's been years of media saying that was the case. It's not the case. It's ridiculous. Freak 5 says they aren't pro-life when it comes to kids getting shot in schools. That's exactly right. They say they're pro-life, yet they support, not regulating guns, you know, having gun control.
Well, I've said it before, like, the argument is, like, that there's a mental health issue. Well, yeah. You're not doing anything about it, though.
Yeah, they're not addressing.
You can't say it's this, don't worry about that, but then not do anything about this.
Right, that's exactly right. I don't know what else to say about this, guys, other than, I called it, and I hope by the end of summer, that's my big hope, that Bob Mueller really does have the goods on Trump, because he's super dangerous. Like, he is, I mean, I don't even think I knew how dangerous Donald Trump is. But now, I hope the rest of America, other than the piece of shit Trump supporter, diehard Trump supporter that still waves a Confederate flag in his house or her house, thinks about this and, you know, does something about it, because this is ridiculous. This isn't humane. This isn't right. And those kids did nothing. I saw a Trump supporter saying that those kids broke the law, so they should be in jail. And I looked at that.
What kind of stupid status logic is that?
I'm telling you, it's Trump logic.
Well, if they broke the law and then changed the law.
Yeah. Fiscally responsible. Republicans don't give a shit about anybody but themselves.
If you're a fiscal conservative, you're full of shit. Cause
and you know what?
If you're any kind of conservative, you're probably conservative all the way around. It's
and
just,
you know what?
That's your focus.
You know what pisses me off even worse is Democrats.
There's a reason why there's a con in conservative. It comes from the word against.
Yeah. Why aren't Democrats up in arms right now? I've seen a bunch of press coverage, but I haven't seen one other than Bernie Sanders say, this is deplorable, to use a word that they don't like to bring up. It really is. We have found...
You know, that is weird. I've seen, like, a bigger defense from people on the right. Like, for instance, Geraldo Rivera on Fox News.
Ugh, yeah.
For God's sake. Like,
this is what happens when greed decides to run America.
Yeah. But
Democrats,
I'm saying, like,
will get bought out.
Yeah. Well, that's that even no, both sides are like that. It's been like that a very long time. But yeah, like when you got like a Fox News guy who's shown more emotion about this situation than you've seen from a lot of Democrats. That's kinda,
yeah. Why aren't
it's really telling, isn't it?
It is. Well, it's because they all get from the same donors, Breakman. Like, it goes back to money.
Like,
when they talk about Republicans and the NRA and stuff like that, well, they don't realize that there's some Democrats that are getting support from the NRA, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm
not
excluding.
Basically, what I'm saying is that both the Democratic Party and the GOP Party are actually neoliberals, and they don't represent their respective ideologies anymore.
No,
I've said it a billion times, and I'll say it again. Do you trust lawyers?
No.
I know I don't. Well, guess what? Most of our elected officials are lawyers.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
our
a good point.
Our country is ran by lawyers.
Freak 5 says, just as bad the people I have seen, not ironically happy about Trump wanting a Space Force created, are the same people who say the government should not be in healthcare. Because everything
else. Let's do a Space Force, even though we've already got a program that does exactly what he wants Space Force to do. And let's not fix Flint or Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I told you last week what I really, really want somebody to influence him to do is to build the giant robots.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody needs to get on that. Get in his ear and convince him.
Yeah.
Convince him that we need Gundams.
Kaiju.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. We need them. Convince them.
Yeah. Bridget says we were just talking about the Space Force last night. Trump is bonkers. Yeah, we did have a conversation about it. I'm like, you know, we've got kids in cages and internment camps, and this fucking idiot is trying to create a space force. Like, what are we going to do? Defend ourselves from all the aliens that have invaded? Are you fucking kidding me?
Like I said, we already got a program to deal with things like asteroids that we can shoot with lasers or whatever. Yeah.
Which is important. Yeah. We need that. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, Dungeon says... Don't,
even though there aren't any... At this point, there's nothing predicted to come anywhere close to hitting this planet. I mean, astronomers have been right so far. They haven't been wrong at all.
Yeah.
As far as our how much danger we're in from being destroyed from an asteroid or something like that. But we do need to be prepared for that.
Well,
but that's
look,
but
that
we're
is,
already on we're was, already been preparing yeah. for that.
Here's the thing, Brake. I was
but
talking
Trump's an idiot, so yeah. he doesn't know this.
Here's right. the thing. Exactly. Here's the thing. Yeah, so, I mean, Bridget brings it up. Well, what are we going to do, trap Chewbacca? I mean, seriously, like it's becoming ridiculous. Do we really need a space force right now? Honestly, the only time
I hope he changes his focus to inventing sunglasses that let you see if people are aliens or not.
Exactly. Like They Live. That's a great movie.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
We really don't need it right now. There's so many other things that we could be doing. I was talking to Bridget and I said, I kind of like, you know, said maybe like 300, 400, 500 years in the future, if we're still around, as a race, cause we all are just one race. I hope everybody knows that
it's like that song.
We need Sean Connery.
Yeah, 25, 25.
Nearly drank chocolate milk.
Yeah. No.
If man is still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
If woman can still survive.
I've never heard of this meteor movie.
But here's the thing. You know, maybe there will be a need. Like if the whole Earth is one united race and we find other life forms and we have to have a coalition or shit like that, then maybe.
Well, there's microbial bacteria on Mars, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Freak Five says his cousin made the most perfect analogy of our political system. It's like a couple getting a divorce. Both sides are so worried about what they're going to get and screwing over the other side that they neglect the family and their obligations to the family. Yeah, that's what it is. We got Republicans and Democrats that they never cared. And
they're out of touch.
Yes, they don't care.
With the rest of the country.
And they're obsessed
with
accumulating wealth, even though they not investing into anything that's actually forward thinking.
Dungeon said, we need a Sean Connery to fight asteroids again and nearly drown in chocolate milk like he did in Meteor. yeah, Zardoz. Yeah, I've seen it. It is weird. Yeah. He wears a diaper. It's awesome. That's a great movie. Not, anyways.
It's a great movie. Not.
Yeah, exactly. What have we come to in this country, guys? Like honestly, like we've elected a fucking monster, and I don't know if it's a monster we can control anymore. Before, you guys kind of quelled me a little bit with, yeah, we got the checks and balances, but. I mean, it's
not great.
They threw those out.
High.
Yeah. It's not great. Like, ooh, that's a good idea, Dungeon. I've never seen that movie High. Maybe after the show. Holy shit. That's awesome. So let's move on to happier things. Break, do you have a Squeedo this week?
Oh, my God. I forgot we're still in Stinko.
Yeah. We kind of did the free-for-all as well in there, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess my only sweet, though, is that he finally signed that executive decision and stopped it. The problem with that is it doesn't do anything to retroactively take care of the situation you already caused.
Yeah.
It's temporary, and he's grandfathering in the people he's already tried to processing for.
Yeah.
Well, so they're still fucked over.
That's what I kind of just said. Yeah. But it was never a law to begin with. It was the executive orders aren't laws. They're just really like the president says to do it, so we should do it. But if Congress would do their job and act, and if Congress would do their job, they could stop stuff like this.
Yeah.
Our problem is we have a Congress that's, you know, they don't really want to do anything. They just want to appease the people that have given them money, you know?
It's always that way. I always go back to it, Break. Getting money out of politics should be, you know, first and foremost. You get rid of the money in politics and you can have a functioning, well-oiled machine government that does the right things most of the time. You know?
That and term limits for everybody.
Yes,
judges,
absolutely.
Senators.
Yes. Yes.
Representatives, not just the
president. Yes. Term limits for we've talked about this, Brake. I think you and I are in agreement. Like, you know, having a lifetime appointment for a Supreme Court judge is absolutely atrocious, because that means that if the conservatives are up and they get to choose the judges, it's ridiculous. It should be elected. It, just like everything else, and
also they're all
limits.
Old people.
Yeah,
and that's one of my big problems is you get these guys that are in there for 30, 40 years, and they were out of touch to begin with. Once they've been there for 40 years, like, do you think they have any clue what it's like to be an American citizen?
No, absolutely not. They do not. It's ridiculous. So, yeah, I guess moving on to Sweetos. Did you say you had one, Break?
Just that it's over
over. Yeah, well, not really.
But it's an executive order, so there's no guarantees. Congress needs to step in and make a law saying that this is legal.
They won't. They're spineless. It's such
an embarrassment.
Yeah, it should be something simple, but you know the Republicans are going to hold all those people. Hostage.
Well, and you have the problem. You have the hardline Republicans that are saying that we need to continue this. We need this is legal. We need to separate families. How can you? I don't understand how your conscience can process taking a child that's less than a year old away from a mother.
Well, that's status.
They don't care. Like, they here's this
it's,
is
it's like. It's like a lawful evil. It's
Trump,
like we
Trump
have to
supporters,
follow laws always.
Trump supporters.
It doesn't make any goddamn sense at all.
It does make sense, Brake. It makes sense in this way, okay? Trump supporters are the evil of the evil, right? They don't care. They've even been on camera and saying as much. There was a guy. I don't know if you saw this guy. He was an older guy, like from fucking. You know, he's like 80. Years old, 90 years old, whatever. And he says, I don't care about those kids. Put them in. They broke the law. They need to be in jail. And it doesn't matter if it's 1-year-old, 7-year-old, 17-year-old. It doesn't matter. To those people, they would care less if they were eradicated off the face of the earth. And I got news for you. Those are people. They're not things. They're not dogs. They're people that want the same things for their kids that you do or I do. You know, it's ridiculous. Freak Pie says his sweeto. He had 4-cheese lasagna with 5-cheese marinara and grilled shrimp. That sounds good, especially the grilled shrimp. Pay cuts to all elected officials. Why do we pay these people and –
They're the only governing body that has the ability to give themselves pay raises.
Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It is totally fucking ridiculous. Why do we pay these people people want to bitch about Scott Pruitt and how much money that piece of shit has. And it is deplorable. It sucks that he spent that money. But the bigger issue is, why does he have access to that money? Why? Why isn't he accountable? Why every time he needs to do something, he should have to answer to the American people. You know, do we want this? Yes or no? Simple. That's the only way.
How dare you simplify things?
Yeah, exactly. The only way this is going to get solved, and I hate to say it because I can't stand the Democrats either. We need to
I'm sorry if you missed out.
No, I saw in chat. I'll get to that in a second. We need to just elect different people. I'm not saying Republican. I'm not saying Democrat, because fuck the two-party system anymore. We need independents. People that aren't on one side of the aisle or the other. That's what we need. We need multiple parties, not just two.
Yeah, the two-party system has caused a tribalistic divide yes. down this country.
Yes,
and you know, I've never said it before, but I like, you know, I like talking to you guys because you both think it. You know,
yeah,
you're not mindless drones that immediately vote for a Democrat or a Republican.
No, I don't do that at all. Yeah,
and I love that. Like, that's so rare anymore. It seems like.
Like, I was going to vote for a third party until it didn't even seem viable anymore, so I voted Hillary.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary is – I mean, that's another thing. Trump's obsession with Hillary is sick. Like, that guy – I think – do you guys think
– I honestly, guarantee you 20 years from now they're going to be besties again if they're still alive.
I hope they're both dead.
They'll be brains in jars like Futurama.
Oh, my God.
No. Oh, God. If they can clone – let's not get advancement in the cloning area of people until those people are long gone, please. Because can you imagine more Trumps running around? Jesus Christ. You know, it's like, oh. Freak 5 says, Frank has a lot of nerve calling someone old. How dare you? You're exiled, son of a bitch.
And Frank's birthday's coming up.
Bridget reminded me last week was like the first show in a while I didn't exile people, so I'm going to have to step up my game. Yeah, that brings me to my suite. I'll do mine real quick. It's Frank Branch's week, guys. I'm old.
Happy Frank's finally turned 50. Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's his 1 billionth 30th birthday.
I remember when you said you had your 11th birthday on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. And don't you forget
it. He gave us all presents because you're Bilbo.
No, you give me presents. That's how it works. Let's see. Oh, and also, guys, I came up with an idea for the greatest movie of all time. You ready for it? Medieval Mexican. Think about it. How cool would that be? Like a time-traveling Mexican that goes back to, like, medieval times, and, like, he's sitting at the round table with, like, I don't know, Lancelot and all those, and he's, like, trying to teach, like, sort of like Cheech on Cheech and Chong, how he's trying to teach.
I'm thinking of the Corsican Brothers movie.
Yeah, the Corsican Brothers is great. I love that movie.
That's all I can think about as you're talking. I'm just like, they've already done this before.
No. Not like this, man. Black Knight also did this,
but that was a terrible movie.
Yeah, no, this is, I've got this idea, man. It's going to be good. Yeah, you're right. That's the only other one that comes close to this, but I'm talking about like epic scale. Like, you know, he goes back in time, goes back in time, saves the woman, you know. Changes the course of history,
Black Knight.
No. This is even better. This is better. Yeah, you could call it Brown Knight. That's fine. Look, check it out. So he changes the course of history, and it could even be a woman. I don't care either or. I'm not, you know, sexist. So
your dad is a freak.
So here we go.
I love Martin Lawrence.
At the end. You know, because you have to have kind of a cliffhanger, a better cliffhanger than even, like, you know, that shitty Planet of the Apes movie. But, like, the Mexican comes back.
You mean with the one with, was it Johnny Depp was in it?
No, it was Mark Wahlberg.
That's right.
He comes back and, like, you know. Instead of, like, on Planet of the Apes where there was an ape where Abe Lincoln was sitting, he comes back and there's a big sombrero there. Just a sombrero. Yeah. And, like, the president of the United States is, like, Hector Flores. And, you know, like, I think it'd be great. And it's, like, mandatory. Everybody has to take a fiesta every day for 2 hours. I mean, I think it's going to be – this is going to be the best thing ever.
I like this rule.
See? I mean, I'm telling you, man, I'm going to make this movie. Freak 5
The ending of that Planet of the Apes movie was basically like the candle on top of the shit cupcake.
Yep, it was awful.
Like, it's like, this movie was already bad. Let's make it worse.
Hated
it. Planet of the Wahlbergs, more like.
Yeah. Frank has to celebrate a week because he was born before the calendar was created and doesn't know what day he was born on. You are exiled. Freak 5. He says happy birth week. Thank you. What is a good joke name for a Mexican who was a knight? I don't know.
I thought we were going with the Brown Knight.
Don Quixote.
No, the Brown Knight I think is pretty good, but you know I can't use that because I don't want to.
No, call him Brown Face, just like it's Zeno.
Brown Face, wow. Brown Nose. Yeah, how about?
I'm not.
You didn't know that Brown Nose. Version,
no, I got it. Brown Face. I got it. Like, you know, so like the Mexican is like, you know, kind of getting in good with the knights and stuff. And they sit around and they're like, we should come up with a name for this fair knight. And one of them like just like turns and like the eyes just focus on his nose. I have it, Sir Brown Nose. And then everybody like cheers. And then he's stuck with that name for forever.
That would suck.
That would be awesome, man. That'd be
being
fun.
Called the Brown Nose for the
Sir
rest of your
Brown
life.
Sir Brown Nose, what say ye?
You're like a brown noser, you know?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's the whole joke. That's Sir Sombrero Lot.
That's sort of
like
Idiocracy where he's what was his fucking name? And not sure. Not yeah. You'd be like not sure the rest of your life. Like, God damn it, that's not what I said.
Yeah. Dungeon says Sir Sombrero Lot. I love that. That's good. Who's his love interest though? There's got to be a love interest, either female or male, depending on what I mean.
Is it going to be like a Bond love interest where her name is really, really sexual?
Yeah. Why not? Shit, we could throw elements of that in. And then
her
like...
name is Pussy Galore. Oh, that's not subtle, even.
Exactly. No, I mean, like, and then his, like, he ends up, like, saving, like, the king by, like, farting on his enemy or something, you know?
Is this
like
a South Park movie now?
Yeah, why not, man? we could just make it, just ham it up, man. That thing would be great, man.
It's so. Like the Team America.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
We're using puppets for everything.
Yeah, exactly. Eric, did you have a Sweeto? I didn't see one listed.
No, I had a Lulz, though.
Yeah, let's do your Lulz.
My Lulz is that stupid-ass toxic Star Wars fans who are mad at Last Jedi for having women in it and such.
Oh, boy.
Among other things. And want to go to a crowdfunding to seek money to remake the film.
Yeah. I actually think that's fucking hilarious.
I think it's funny, too.
It's not going to happen. Because guess what? People bitched and moaned about... I think they bitched and moaned about. I think that maybe the not another Star Wars movie, but it was another movie that they got angry about. Yeah. They tried to do that and it failed.
Well, yeah. I want to rewrite this movie because there was a character of great importance that they just murdered on cinematically. No, there was a whole cinematic for him. No. Admiral Akbar, he didn't get the send-off he deserved.
That's right.
So we got to change the whole damn movie for that.
they'll do a special edition for that, and yeah.
In CG, with a lot of CG.
His ship just blew up, and he was just kind of dead. Like, that's not, it's not right. We need to change this whole movie.
Exactly. Oh, Freak Five's got a name for the love interest, Miss Grande Tetons.
Maybe they can always like retcon in the next film, and he'll like we'll find out he has Jedi powers and he saved himself like Leia.
But see, Freak Five, you got to do something like Fair Lady Tetons. That would be really good. You got to do something medieval. And he says, "Have any of you seen Meet the Feebles?" I have not. I don't know about.
I heard
you
it's
guys.
A terrible movie.
Yeah. Akbar just died. No fanfare. No huge explosions. No heroic end. Just sucked out into space.
Well, they didn't have time to do a send off. So.
Yeah, that's sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The whole movie has got to be rewritten because that was just it's wrong. We got to fix it.
Rip Akbar is what I say.
If anything, the movie needs to be rewritten to better.
I've got the name for it. I
better have a time scale for the movie because I didn't know. Like, what was going on when?
I got it.
You got the impression that it happened over a course of a couple of days, but it was probably over the course of a couple months.
I have a title for that movie. Snack Bar, A Star Wars Story. That would be good.
That is always been a thing with Star Wars movies, like time. Especially Empire Strikes Back. Like, that was the most confusing.
He was there for, like, probably months, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like Luke was probably, you know, learning the Force with Yoda for weeks or months.
Not to mention the distance issue. Like,
right.
If you're traveling at light speed travel, wouldn't thousands of years happen anyway?
And then you go to Bespin, and it seems like it's been like a couple days or something.
Oh, I got an idea, guys.
Yeah, there's no way Star Wars could work in real world.
One of our gift cards we're going to give away. All right. I've already given you kind of the framework of the movie that I want to make. The best title for a medieval Mexican movie will get a $10 gift card on the 500th episode. So,
let me write this down.
So yes. This is just one. We're going to have a bunch to give away. So, we got to get on the ball and figure out how to give
the
away
best
those cards.
Title of a Mexican.
Yes.
A night movie?
No. Medieval Mexican. That's kind of the premise. You have a medieval Mexican that like is a time traveling Mexican. The best title for that movie will get a $10 gift card to the platform of their choice. And we got many others, so we need to figure out how to give those away. I think we'll just give them away for chatters. So be in chat for episode 500 coming up in about a month.
Well, that's weird. No, he says for a sweeto, his wife got him socks that have pictures of his dog's face on them.
That is the greatest thing I have ever heard in my life. It was a fundraiser for the Animal Rescue League, which just made it better because that is where I adopted the dog from. Aww. Okay, I'm going to do something I've never done on this show. I'm going to unexile Freak 5 just because that's a great story.
I don't even remember you exiling him today, though.
I did. I did.
He did. I remember. I was there.
Freak 5 says Meet the Feebles was an awesome movie, an adult version of The Muppets.
That sounds awful because that sounds more like sex jokes and shit.
I'm good. I'm good with that.
I'm not a fan of edgy stuff to be edgy.
I'm down with that. I'd watch it. I haven't seen it.
Maybe if it I'll makes me it. Laugh, I don't care.
Yeah,
I mean, if the crudeness is incidental to the plot rather than being the plot, then I'll like it.
I mean, you know, if we're talking about offensive things, I mean, nobody should listen to this show. You know what I'm saying?
Since now we have a contest to title a movie about a medieval Mexican.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yes.
We are offensive.
Yeah.
Officially.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And I mean, plus,
the full movie's free on YouTube. Thanks.
I can't trust anything the freak says as adults because he's a freak. I'm a pervert. Like, he'll like freaky shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only problem is I'm kind of in the middle of watching something else right now that I've been waiting for a while, and I'm super happy it's finally out. And so far, it's been fucking good. I'm only in the third episode, though.
What?
I don't know. It might be on Netflix, and it might be about a superhero.
Oh, Black Lightning?
What?
No, Luke Cage, dumbass.
Luke Cage. Hey, Black Lightning's on Netflix too, Eric jackass. You don't know about Black Lightning, Eric?
I know him, but what are you talking about?
Hey, yeah, Eric already won, Frank. You can't backtrack
on that. How dare
you?
Did season 2 come out yet?
Yes, season 2 came out today. I'm through the third episode, and so far, like, it's like, yeah, it's back to being awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know we've argued about it, and the first season was amazing. Until I think the eighth episode or something, and then they replaced the main villain with a cartoon character.
Yeah, that aside, it was a great season.
Yeah.
You mean the actual cartoon character, or did he act like one?
Yeah, he acted like one.
Acted like
it
one.
Was really bad.
Yeah.
But so far, this one has been really good.
Yeah, I got to watch it, man. I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for the new Daredevil season, man. I want to see Daredevil again. Yeah. That's a great series.
Indeed.
They did Elektra Justice, I think, finally.
You know, I was talking about the remaking Last Jedi before, but I think it would be funny if like an episode of Always Sunny in Philadelphia had them trying to remake a Star Wars film or just a Star Wars film.
Yeah,
and they've They've remade Lethal Weapon. That's what they do.
Yeah.
That was the movie they chose. But yeah, that's a good idea. But
Freak 5 says he saw Solo on Sunday. He liked it. Yeah, see, the thing is, I liked Solo too, but it's sort of a movie that nobody was really asking for, and you know, it's just...
they're gonna hold back on making more of this. Like, this really hurt the Obi-Wan Kenobi and the Boba Fett movies.
Fett movie is gonna come to fruition for sure.
It might be longer than we expected now because of this, because it was just a. This was a big disappointment to them, but I don't like that because I've enjoyed these side movies more than the regular ones.
Yeah, Rogue One was
Solo
excellent.
And Rogue One, I thought were better than The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi.
Yeah, Rogue One was excellent, in my opinion. Freak Pipe says biggest problem is that they knew.
I liked Last Jedi a lot more than Solo.
I like Last Jedi probably slightly better too.
I like Last Jedi too, but. There were problems with it that Solo was a more focused movie and it really stayed within the Star Wars universe and within the character of Han Solo.
Yeah.
I think whether or not you like Solo really depends on how much you like or dislike Ron Howard.
Yeah, I guess.
I said before, like, this was a Star Wars movie for Star Wars fans.
Yeah.
Deep into the lore you are.
Yeah. Freak 5 says can only get away with one movie, so they crammed everything we know about Solo's backstory into a week. Yeah, that was a definite problem. If we were going to do it right, it should have been a trilogy. You know, you can say that about any Star Wars character.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, and DDB Solo says Solo was neat.
Three movies. Because we got his backstory, then we got like 10 years of him doing stuff that we don't get to see.
What were you saying, Brake?
I believe they were actually setting it up for a trilogy, because like I said last time, they never really answered the life debt question between him and Chewie. Yeah. And so that and his girlfriend, I don't want to go into spoiler territory, but DB says Solo was neat, but it didn't feel like I needed to see it unless it was Star Wars. Yeah. Yeah. And I agree, but it was just, like I said, it was a Star Wars movie for Star Wars fans. Like, this is, like, get deep into the lore type
stuff.
Why don't
we get into his
paying
dealings?
Attention, hear things, like, that you're familiar with from the lore.
Yeah.
And he says it was awesome to see Warwick Davis' face. He played the main character.
Yeah.
Well, let's throw in Sabacc from the Old Republic game. Yeah. And let's throw in Taris Kasi, because why in the fuck not?
That was a funny reference to Taris Kasi, but the Sabacc, like, that was always the lore that he beat Lando in a card game to win the Falcon.
Yeah, but they never mentioned what the name of the card game was. So it's like,
well, in the extended lore, they always said Sabacc.
Yeah, why
just yeah they that was all. So I've always said them.
I always wondered why we didn't get. Any backstory on Solo and Jabba, like them, their dealings.
That's kind of like they mentioned that like he was going to go work for a gangster. Like they were trying to set this up to be like more movies. Yeah. They really were.
Yeah, yeah.
But it just
I got the sense that like Solo like started off with like as a good person, then he ran into so much shit over the 10 years that he became bitter, and that's why he kind of ran out on them, and then came back ultimately.
Yeah. And I don't want to go into spoilers, so anyway.
Yeah.
And DB says, I didn't hate it. Ehrenreich? I don't know how to pronounce his name. Did a good job as young Solo, and Donald Glover's Lando was awesome.
Yes, that was the highlight.
He had a cape room.
Yeah.
A fucking room for his capes on the Falcon.
Yep. That was awesome. Yes. I
also
have to admit,
wanted to get it with an Android.
Yeah.
I think the Android wanted to get more of him, but, Solo felt like part one of a trilogy, but I don't think the second and third movies would have been about Solo.
Yeah, I agree. I think they would have been more about his dealings than him himself.
I was thinking the next movie was going to be a lot more about Chewie, actually.
Yeah, that would have been cool. See, that would have been a lot more...
I agree. I think it would have been really cool, too.
That would have been... I would have preferred a Chewie movie, to be honest.
Oh wait, maybe that's what the Boba Fett movie could have been about. Maybe that's why Han has a beef with him.
Yeah. Shocker. Brake doesn't Brake know how to pronounce shocker. Something.
Brake doesn't know how to pronounce something.
Yeah, exactly. On that note, gents, I think that's gonna do it for today. The free for all I was gonna do was just about what we talked about with the internment camps and, you know, how shitty and horrible it is. And hopefully, you know, if somebody's listening that lives in the United States, they can write their Congress people, leave them a message on their phone. Like, you know, we've got to put maximum pressure.
And write them, because they're old. They don't understand, like, email or text message.
Yeah, we've got to put pressure.
They're the kind of people that call you still instead of sending a text.
Yeah. We really got to put pressure on these people to do the right thing and, you know, treat people with dignity. That's the whole thing. These people are people. They're not dogs. You know, they don't need to, you know, be put in cages. Freak 5 says, I think a Lando movie could have fit into the Solo trilogy. I totally
So if it was a Solo
that.
Trilogy, would it be Lando, Solo, and Chewbacca?
Yeah, why not?
And I guess that's probably why I like Solo more than I like The Last Jedi. For me, like, The Last Jedi, like, the likable characters were really Luke and Rey.
Yeah.
But so many of the other characters really just pissed me off.
Well, they were supposed to be growing. They had character development, so maybe they'll be likable in the next one.
Well, they're supposed to already be likable, but, I mean, Finn and Poe fucked up so much shit, and they got so many people killed.
Yeah. I think
it just, I was just like, oh, my God, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Whereas this one, like, Lando was amazing, and Chewie, of course, and the guy is playing, and I'm not going to try and mispronounce Busher's name again, he did a great job as Han, like a young Han Solo. You get kind of the
I thought it was, like, Aaron Wright.
Yeah,
I don't want to mispronounce it, but he kind of, you know, you get the idea that this is Hondo before, or Hondo.
Hondo.
Hondo before it became really cynical, you know, and that's kind of what they're leaning to with the trilogies.
I'm still hoping they do a snack bar movie, you know, Star Wars story, snack bar.
The cantina, you know? Story.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, you got Akbar and a snack bar.
Oh my God! Oh my God! We're done. This show's over with.
It's over with. It really is. Went off the rails, man.
Yeah, Hondo from Star Wars Rebels and from like and the Clone Wars. Like, he was a lot of fun. I do like Hondo.
Hondo. Whenever I hear that name Hondo, I think of John Wayne for some reason. I don't know why, man. It's weird. All right. Goddamn, John Wayne. I hated John Wayne. Fuck John Wayne, by the way.
Why? Did he steal your money or something?
No, he just
died before he paid you back, didn't
that's
he?
That's right. Son of a bitch owes me money. Anybody owes me money, you know? Did you see the Star Wars world is opening in a couple of years?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of, like, I've seen a lot of pictures of it and stuff like that. Like, they're going to be, like, a life-size AT-AT.
Ooh, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I'm just like, oh, my God, I want
to
go.
I kind of refuse to go to any Disney theme park until they actually pay them decent wages.
You know what I'd love to do?
I don't care about that. If they have a life-size AT-AT, I will go.
You know what I want to do?
You can pilot it.
It's going to sound weird, but I want to go to that Harry Potter attraction, man. I think that looks like tons of fun. You know, the one in Florida, I think it is. But looks like a whole world of Harry Potter, which would be fantastic, but whatever. Freak Vice.
Oh, my God. Freak is banned, too. You're both. This show's over with. It's canceled. We're done.
He says the seafood restaurant at the Star Wars world will be called Snack Bar. That would be fantastic.
That show's over with. We're done.
I want a trilogy of Snack Bar. That's what
Frank's
I want.
Frank's dad joke puns are enough.
Happy Frank Branches week to everybody. I have bestowed on the world myself, so be thankful for that.
You sound like Jim Sterling on Jimquisition.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank God for me.
There's a huge at MGM Studios, or there used to be, for the Star Tours, right? That's cool. Probably gone now, you said. Yeah. All right, let's do our plugs and get the fuck out of here. Breakman, plugs, please.
You can follow me when I go to Disney World to ride on the AT-AT. I'm the just kidding. Bar. I don't call it AT-AT. It's an AT-AT, you goddamn assholes.
You want to go to the snack bar?
It's the letters AT-AT. Come on, think about it. Do they call C-3PO?
Can we have a snack bar day?
Sfrip or something?
Kepio. You know?
Yeah, like it's C-3PO.
Snack so bar 2. So
AT-AT is not an AT, it's an A-T.
It's AT-AT, damn it. Sons of bitches. How about...
Deletely.
Can we have snack bar 2 electric boogaloo? Can we do that? Oh
my God, you just wanted to do that show. How long have you been waiting on that one?
I've been waiting on that one for a while. Break. All right, plugs.
None. I'm done. I'm going home.
You could find reviews I've written on sites like BostonBashBrickhead.com, TotallyGN.com, VogNetwork.com, and HonestGamers.com. And I got a review up for Pit People today. And it's a very brief review, but that's because I felt that's all it deserved, because it's not a very good game.
All right. There you go.
And you want to find out exactly why I thought it's not a good game?
Yeah.
It boils down to one fact, and you'll have to read the review to find out.
Yeah, read the review. Uh-oh. Yeah, read the review. I like that cliffhanger, Eric. That was good. AT-AT. There you go. Hardware Wars is the best, Dungeon says. My plugs are as follows. Follow us on Twitter, at EricRPG, I believe, at Frank
Branches. I don't think I was done.
Okay, what else?
You can find me on Twitter at EricRPG, like you mentioned, but you could also go to my Patreon if you like my reviews. Even just a dollar contribution would be fine.
Yeah.
Or if you don't have the money, tell a friend about me. Maybe they'll be able to.
Yeah.
Have your friend tell a friend.
Spread the word. He's got really good reviews. Eric does a good job of summing up games for you and telling you whether it's worth buying or not. One episode of Zombies Anonymous, he requested butt pics.
Frank.
Eric. No, Eric 1990. All right. Follow Eric, follow break_man. And if you want to send a question to the show, or send us a title to the medieval Mexican movie that I'm going to make, you could win, a $10 gift card, but you must be present in chat to do so. So, I mean, like today we had like three or four people. So those people had a very good chance of, getting a $10 gift card on the 500th episode. So there you go. Follow me at Frank Branches. I think I already mentioned that. The show is at RP Grinders. Anything that you want to tell us, let us know, and we'll say it on the show. So that's about it. Anything else, guys?
No, that's it.
All right. Smoke tons of
pretty
weed.
Pretty sure that's Koontz and not Cunts.
Yeah, Koontz.
Yeah, I'm sure he tells you it isn't. It's not Cunts, I swear.
Well, it sounds like a German name, so.
Yeah. All right. So, smoke a lot of weed this weekend in my honor. That'd be awesome. And that's
Happy
about it.
Day.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right, guys. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. No boner pics.
No animal boner pics.
What's wrong with you guys?